This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 30. Peace at what price? Our reading comes from Judges chapter 20. The Lord defeated Benjamin before Israel. This story about God's people can make our heads spin. How could such things happen? Though this account appears near the end of the book of Judges, we can tell it took place early in the time of Israel's judges. In those days, the Ark of the Covenant of God was there, with Phinehas, the grandson of Aaron, ministering before it. So this story occurs not long after the death of Joshua. Perhaps it's placed here to stand out as an appendix, reminding Israel that they can bring destruction on themselves, just like any other nation, if not for God's intervention. Horrible crimes had been committed, a measure of justice was needed, and some peace had to be restored. But at what price? Though people had not been doing what looked right in their eyes, they also finally remembered to inquire of the Lord. So they wept and fasted and pleaded with God for direction. But even with repentance, sin, and defiance against God bring consequences. Thousands of lives were lost. A whole tribe was nearly destroyed. And if God had not intervened, it's safe to say that Israel would soon have destroyed itself. But God preserved his people, keeping his promises. And one day, many years later, God's one and only Son, Jesus, from the tribe of Judah, went up first for us all, to fight the enemy and to win for us peace with God and one another. Praise him. Pray with me. Lord, may your peace fill my soul daily, so I can be at peace with all my neighbors. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.